Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Toledo, your host on Dent Time PDR, a podcast about PDR training, tutorials, interviews, and much more. So get something to eat, drink, and start pushing. It's time to listen. Hey, what's crack-a-lackin'? I'm in my new home studio here. Gosh, I'm still working out the kinks here. I have not been able to settle down and just get stuff honed in. I am kind of a perfectionist when it comes to audio. Sometimes I have no choice but to release audio that I am not happy with. But here we go. So I can't find my original mic. So if I sound a little different, it's because I'm using a different mic. And if you hear a little bit of echoing here, it's because I am in a room that is just basically a room that you would not want to record in. It is against all podcasting rules or against any kind of audio recording rules because I don't have any soundproofing in, no curtains, no nothing like that. I do have one rug underneath me, which helps a ton, but it's not, unfortunately, it's not good enough. But hopefully I get that situated by next week and we'll get that all done. So anyhow, we are in podcast number 6, and we're going to be talking about, this is more for retail because I'm more towards the retail. The wholesale, we can talk about some wholesale, that which I will later on, because I know there's still a heck of a lot of you guys in the wholesale market, and don't worry, I'm not going to forget about you because I still do wholesale. I still have some very good accounts that I do, and don't get me wrong, I really do like them a lot. I just don't want to focus on new wholesale accounts. So that is another topic in the future. But this topic is technically about the now. You know, everybody wants now. And before we get into that, I'm just gonna really quick tell you the topic we're gonna talk about, and it's about should you text or should you do a personal estimate? And we'll get to that. So, but meanwhile, I want to tell you a story about, you know, doing some dents. Like, what kind of dents should you turn away? What do you think about when you go into or get a text message or you go see a repair and it's just demolished and, you know, it's beyond what you think is normal to do? Do you really take a shot at it or you just say, no, it can't be done? I don't want to do it. And I don't know, this might be half the topic right here. But again, if you've listened to one of my other podcasts, I say you always got to try. And I'm a Star Wars fanatic, okay? I mean not super fanatic, but I've come from the Star Wars era, okay? I remember when I was 6 years old, I saw Star Wars in 1977 for the first time, and I just was blown away, and I have been hooked ever since. And I guess I just told you exactly how old I am if you do the math. So, but there was one thing in the second series of Star Wars, the Empire Strikes Back. And I remember Luke Skywalker, you guys can go watch it. And you remember when Luke Skywalker, if you didn't watch Empire Strikes Back, you are a very bad person. Or if you're young and you haven't seen it, you're still bad. You should have been seeing it by now. Anyhow, Empire Strikes Back. Luke Skywalker wants to go see Yoda. He's a Jedi, of course. And he crashes into the swamp. And then later on, he finds Yoda. Yoda's training him. And then Yoda says, look, I want you to take your ship out of the swamp. And Luke Skywalker goes, all right, I'll try. And Yoda says, no.
No try. Do or do not.
And so he goes, okay, all right. So he's lifting the X-Wing fighter out. Starts shaking, everything starts shaking. And he's trying, and it plops back into the swamp. He goes, man, that's impossible. I can't do it. So Yoda just looks at him, looks at the X-Wing fighter, Yoda just raises his hand towards it, pops it down. Not in that quick fashion, but he gets it out and puts it down. And then like Luke Skywalker looks at Yoda and goes, I don't believe it. And then Yoda turned to Luke Skywalker and says,
that is why you failed.
So my main thing, thank you very much for the impression. Thank you. My main thing about the whole story, and it carries over, and I know it's a funny story, but it carries over into life, guys. And the same thing with PDR. And if you don't believe in yourself, then you're never going to do what you really are capable of doing. And it doesn't even have to be PDR. It's just something the way you think. And if you've watched that movie, it's really about life. It's not about Yoda being the Jedi he is and teaching Luke Skywalker how to be it. He's actually teaching him more than just how to fight. Mentally, how to be tough. And what you put your mind to, you can do. So that's food for thought before this podcast. And I hope this helps. So it always helps with me. And I catch myself saying sometimes like that, I can't do it. I don't believe it, yada, yada. But start believing in yourself more and be self-aware of how you think. And I think that will help a little bit more in your game and probably a little bit more in life. So here we go. So now our main topic is, now I've been really, really thinking about this, and this is going to be in one of the mega media event that we're coming up in October. So if you get a chance, start looking out for that. We are releasing tickets for that. And it's all about getting yourself much, much better in the retail market, much better. And I'm going to just talk about a topic right now. And, you know, right now, everybody's by their phone, right? Everyone's by their phone and everybody expects a fast answer because there's so many ways that you can get connected, right? You've got, you know, Messenger, you've got Facebook, you got Instagram, you got your, obviously, text messaging, email. I mean, everything. I think everybody uses everything else but a phone call these days. And then what's worse than that is that there is no personal face-to-face interaction unless you have a shop, which I think now shop owners are having a much bigger advantage than guys who are text messaging an estimate. Because to be honest with you, anybody could get the estimate or get the job through text message, because a customer can't feel you out, right? He can't see you personally. He can't tell you if you look like a slob or you don't look like a slob or how you handled your last customer. He can't see, he can't read any of that, right? He can't look at your tone, can't do any of that. So the playing field is pretty even on a text message. But what if you could change that aspect and change the tables and change the odds, and by going back to the old fashioned giving the estimate. Now, I know some of you guys still do that. Most, you know, no, I don't think most of you still do that, but I think some of you still do that out of the most who actually offer text messaging, because we're getting much busier, right? We don't have time to sit there and go to every person and qualify it without knowing what it is. Well, I've got a little bit of a tip here. So I use a system. I've been using a system that helps me organize customers, my estimates, the way I handle business. But on the other hand, I want to use that advantage, that system, to be able to go book estimates, but I still qualify. It's not going to be an empty estimate. What I mean by that is I'm not like guessing if I are hoping I can do it. They send me a message. They send me a text message. And what I do is I qualify the text message. I look at the photos and I really try to see if I can get them to book an appointment with me so I can actually, or have my technicians look at it in person. Now, why would I do that? Well, again, the interaction, if they know me personally or my technicians, because my technician, John, he's a very good people person, really good. I have a lot of confidence on him, how he can close sales. And it, obviously with myself, I have another technician I don't send out yet as much. His name's Tim. He handles a lot of my wholesale accounts, but I'm weaning him in to retail. And so I'm teaching him the tricks of the trade right now. But the main thing is that I really try to upsell what I could sell on a text message. So if I say I can do the dent for $250, but how do I know I could do the dent for $250? Do I know what exactly what's behind that panel? Did I get the year, make, and model? In most cases, I do. Do I really know I don't have to R&I anything? Is it really going to be what it says it's going to be when I get there? Or is it going to be as bad as I think? Or maybe it could be worse than I think. So here's the deal. I let them know I'd really like to look at it personally, no charge, because I already know I can do the repair. And if I can get them to commit to say, yeah, come on out, give me a verbal estimate, written estimate, whatever you're comfortable with, I got it down. Because I'm going to whip out my MobileTech RX, I'm going to break it down, and then I'm going to do a Paul Corden, John Hiley sales pitch on them, and I'm going to justify why I'm going to charge them more, 30% more than my competitors. Because I'm going to give them a reason why to use me. And when I'm going to show up, I'm going to look professional. I'm going to have my app. I'm going to itemize it. I'm going to explain it thoroughly. And then they're going to see why I'm charging them. And plus, I already have a great reputation, as I'm sure all you guys do who are listening, who want to make your reputation better. But I am going to give them service. I'm not going to sell price. I'm going to sell service. I'm going to be on time. I'm going to give them a call ahead of time. I'm going to actually send them a glimpse. It's either glimpse or on Waze. This is a little tech tip too. If you use Waze, I love Waze. And I think other apps are starting to do it, but Waze especially, you're able to send them a text message saying, hey, I'm on my way. And they don't even have to have the app. They can just, it gets the link and it shows where you're located at and how soon are you going to arrive. It's fantastic. Customers dig it. Because I have them, when I pull up to the door, they're already there. They already got the garage open. They're wiping their car. They're expecting me. It's a great, great little add-on to make your service that much more better. So when I arrive, now I have a chance to really get all the full markup that I can justify. It's very hard to justify it on a text message. Very hard. So you technically have to, right, go into your, not saying it can't be done, but it's hard to justify it, or it'll take you a long time to do each one of those through a text message. So you have two choices. You could say, okay, in your head, it's $180 dent. It's probably going to be a $50 R&I, right? And then whatever else you think, oh, it's a 25% markup on the body line, yada, yada. Next thing you know, your job's $450 and your competitors are at like 150 to 250. But you have no way to justify it. They're either going to accept it or they're going to book it. But if you can get your customers, at least, I'm not saying, I'm not telling you to go out on every job and go give it an estimate. What I'm saying though is on the bigger ones or the ones that you know that are probably going to take more time or maybe it's questionable. It's something that you think that you could get more money than just texting. Those are the ones you really want to qualify to do that. I'm not telling you to do it to everyone because I have a system where the customer books, right? I get a confirmation. It does the whole system for me. And I finally figured that system out and I was able to share it with the Mega Media event, the last guys that attended. And I'm going to implement even more into this system on the next Mega Media. So you guys can follow me where I'm going, right? Because I'm always trying to systemize it. You guys gotta understand, I'm a one-man band, basically. I train, but I still text message. My wife has been tons busy with a new home that we bought. So I needed to figure it out how I can actually run the system. Okay. And then have the system run the business. I can still answer text messages. I can still get out, and it's fast. It's clean. It's easy. It's like having my personal secretary. It is legit. And I don't regret anything about it, but I'm tweaking it and I'm actually teaching you guys how you could actually learn how to do the same thing. But this is a way, even if you don't have a thing that you book people with or whatnot, but at least you can start qualifying people, make it worth your effort to go out and do personal estimates on something that might be questionable, or you know you have an opportunity to make more money off of it. Because truthfully, you could make anywhere between 20 to 50% more a ticket, I think, if you go out personally and do it and give the estimate, because you'll feel more trustworthy to the customer if you are in front of them. Show up in your vehicle, come out in your estimate. It's old fashioned. You don't see this anymore now. Before, when 5-6 years ago, maybe a little longer than that, I was pushing text messaging. I was pushing text messaging because I was getting sick and tired of going to people's homes and not be able to half the time. Like, oh, it's a train wreck. Not half time. I was pretty good at qualifying them too over the phone, because the number one thing I would ask is, how did you get the damage? And right then and there, that would tell me if it was a candidate for paintless dent repair or not. But my main thing is, guys, is try to think of different ways to really justify why you're charging what you're charging. There's so many good tools now out there. And I mean, not tools, PDR tools. I'm talking like Mobiltech RX, Paul Corden's price guide, John Hiley's price guide, tactical price guide. There's other guys, there's other systems, there's your Matrix. And it's only getting better. It's really getting better. And now you can order parts, you can do all kinds of things. There's no excuse for you not to have the weapons to go into battle with this. And so that's my take. I mean, it's something to think about and maybe to execute. Like I said, it's not something that you would want to do every time. You know, you don't want to go out there every time and qualify. Maybe you do. I don't know. Maybe you do. Maybe you know what it'd work for is the guys who are not as busy. It's worth your time to do that, because I think it's an impression that will stand out more than just a text message to your competitors, if you get my drift. So if you're really busy, then you'll have to pick and choose your battles of when you should do that. If you have a shop, then you it's a win. There's no question you shouldn't be able to close the deal on that. If you have a mobile and a shop, like I do, then you have to pick and choose your battles. You have to find out which ones qualify. I'd say half of them, not a half, I'd say 25% of them, we do mobile estimates now. And it might go a little bit higher. And it's been very successful, guys. Really successful. So I would recommend doing that, trying that, seeing if that works for you. And I think you're going to see the results. I really do. And even if you're not using the, you know, Mobiltech RX app, get a price guide and whip it out. Heck, have one in your wallet. Paul Gordon came out with one, a little wallet size. And then so I made one for my own and put one in my pocket. So I always have it around. Someone asked, hey, man, can you look at my dent? What do you think it's going to charge? What do you think it's going to cost? I whip it out. Oh, yeah, it's $150. I start at $150, but this is a dime size dent. But you know what? I tell you what. There's no bracing right here. It's pretty open. So, you know, you're looking at $125 out the door. Now, do I have to do that? No. But if the customer is silent, then I'll say something. If they're not going to say nothing, then I don't say nothing. and it's a go. So it's very hard to negotiate when you already have a menu. So think about that. Think about doing that. And I hope some of this advice would help you out. It's a short podcast, but I think it's to the point. So look out for the next podcast. We're going to have Ian Cordell on. He is a guy who owns his mobile tech Shade, if you haven't seen that before. I'm sure you have, if you're in the industry. It keeps basically the sun off you. It's a really cool umbrella system he's got. And he is a man that actually is very much like me, has a bunch of guys, and now he's just opening up a shop. So we're going to talk about that. And he has an awesome system that he is running as well. So join me next time, next week. You'll hear me. I'm going to switch it to Thursdays. I used to do it on Saturdays, but it's going to be dropping on Thursdays. So, all right, guys, I'm out of here. My name is Mike Toledo. And hey, if you have a chance, please leave me a review on iTunes, if you don't mind, or send me an email, denttimepdr@gmail.com. I'd love to hear your feedback, or give me some feedback and let me know what you would want to hear, because this is a pretty open PDR topic, okay? It's anything from training to marketing to whatever, okay? So I'm pretty open. I just pretty much say what's on my mind and based on my experience, what I've been going through the years in the industry. All right, I'm babbling on. Hey, and don't forget to check out our Mega Media event, October 18th through the 20th. We will be announcing that pretty soon for you to get pre-order tickets. And I'll see you soon. Take care.